Thank you for calling XPL. My name is Tyrone. How may I assist you today?
Someone by the name of Ashley called me. My name is Ramona Jones.
Okay. You said by the name of Ashley. I'm not for sure why she gave you a call. Can you provide me with your phone number so I can look up your order to see maybe she was trying to advise you something?
330-376-7325.
Correct?
Yes.
All right, give me one moment to load up your order, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You having a good day so far?
I'm hoping to have a good one. They better not cancel again.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm still here with ma'am. It's still loading for me.
I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign.
Our system takes a little time to load by phone number. That's all. This one of the best ways to find the order because the numbers they provide you from Best Buy be different in our system. And then, like, when we talked to Best Buy, we had to provide them with different things that's on the order. So, it's, this is normal. I just wish it'd load faster, though.
So, that means I'm getting my order this time?
Well, I have to pull it up to see, ma'am. I'm not for sure why they gave you a call. So, hopefully that is the case, ma'am.
Oh, that they're canceling my order again?
I didn't say that at all. I said, hopefully that is the case, as in that you getting your order on time.
Okay,
I can't see anything pulling up. So give me one moment. When it pull up and I verify that it's the correct order, I can go over your notes, see what did she put in to see why she called you, or maybe if it was like just the tech called you. So just give me one moment to load. It's still loading for us.
Okay.
I do apologize for the wait. Okay. Can you provide me your name and address for me?
Ramona Jones, 439 Cahoga Street, Akron, Ohio, 44310.
Okay. And give me one moment to go over your notes to see why did she call you. So give me one moment. You said you spoke with Ashley. Okay, I see some notes. Give me one moment.
No, she left me a message.
Okay, what was the message, ma'am?
It just says, this is Ashley from Best Buy. Give me a call.
Okay. Okay, I do see that. So that is a Best Buy agent that gave you a call here. Okay.
I think she called at 10 this morning, but I'm a caregiver, so I can only get my messages when I'm done working.
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. I'm reading here. Okay, I see here in the system, only thing that she had said, I see that it showed that she have these stops that needs to be rescheduled due to being understaffed. Was your original date the 11th of March?
No.
Okay.
My original date was month.
Okay, let me see.
And they rescheduled it for tomorrow.
Okay. Let me see here, because it shows that she rescheduled it. She said it was understaffed. Let me figure out what's the direct reason why. Because if she... Ma'am?
I need a refund. We're not going to do that again.
Okay, well, regarding that, you have to call Best Buy directly. This is XPO. But I do see here the reason why I'm seeing why you didn't get a delivery, because they keep putting you on days where there are already capacity limitations. I, like, see here on the 11th, when she rescheduled you for the 11th, it already shows that this date was already filled, and she scheduled you on this date anyway to see if they can get you sooner. And anytime they do that, they're supposed to reach out to us directly so we can try to reach out to the service provider to see if they can go ahead and add you to that list for a route. So I'm just saying that
okay.
That's what most likely the reason why.
But... I ordered this in December, was scheduled in January, and they canceled on me, and you're saying they're canceling again because they're low staff. That is not my issue. I paid cash. I want my merchandise tomorrow. I know it's not your issue. I'm sorry, but I'm pissed again.
Yes, ma'am.
There's no reason for them to keep rescheduling. I have changed my schedule all the way around because they called me and sent me text saying it was going to be tomorrow. So somebody lying.
Yes, ma'am. So as of right now, because I do see where the system...
hung up, on, towed off, and transferred 5 times. So this is not fun for me. Best Buy, oh, I know what I can do. I can call my lawyer. Because this is ridiculous. So you're saying they are rescheduling, so there is an issue. They took my money, so they lied. Is that correct?
You said, can you repeat that part for me, ma'am?
Say what?
I didn't hear the last part when you were saying the phone kind of skipped out. I'm sorry.
I said, so they took my money and they lied again because they're the one that sent me the order date, time,
mm-hmm.
and everything for February after rescheduling from January.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're now telling me they're not coming tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am. That's what she have in the system, and she rescheduled you for the 11th of March. And, that's what
President
the lady from Best Buy scheduled you for. And that's the earliest date. Anytime it has to get rescheduled, they always try to provide you the earliest date. That was the earliest date, but I do see that day was...
Then. This is the second time they did it. Okay, then you can't help me with anything else. Thank you.
Well, as of right now, you have to call Best Buy directly, ma'am, so that way they can further assist you.
The first time. Thank you.
No problem.